Blog Talk Radio.
Nasce perdoso perdos capimos e Jesus Cristo ci cangurice più petute. Esco a nasce perdoso perdos capimo e Jesus Cristo cangurice più petute. Thank you.
Hello, Jerry. Can you hear me, Jerry?
Yes. God bless you.
All right. God bless you. Yes. Okay, good. Well, I guess we're going to start in a couple of minutes. We'll let everybody come in. We've got a couple of callers in right now. Della, if you want to come in, just press 1, and we can see you on the switchboard, and we'll call you up. If you have any comments or questions or prayers, please come up, and we'll bring you on the air. All you got to do is press 1 on your dial pad. Jerry's got a good message from the Lord. Amen, Jerry?
Amen.
All right, glory goes to God. All right, we're going to go on. I guess the next couple of minutes we're going to go on. Let's just let the worship go on, and we'll come back in about 2 minutes. God bless.
Amen.
Jesus Cristo.
Lord. Praise God. Jerry, you on?
Yes, sir. God bless everybody.
God bless everybody. Would you open up in prayer, Jerry?
Yes. Father God, we come before you, Lord God. We shall submit to you, Lord God. We came against anybody, Lord God, or anybody, Lord God, knowing or not knowing, Lord God. We just want to come before you, Lord God, that you cleanse us in the blood of Jesus, Lord God, for tonight, Lord God. That you send your Holy Spirit to minister to your word, Lord, to us, to your people, Lord God.
Yes.
And that your word just penetrates every heart,
Lord
God, just through the ear, reaches the heart, Lord God. And makes a change in our life, Lord God. And we glorify you, we give you praise and honor, Lord God. Bless you, Lord. We praise you. Give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Jerry. Before we go to the Word, I just want to pray for a couple of people. I want to pray for, continue praying for Obibitso, Obibi Allen, Kasani Bolisa. I want to thank the Lord, because what a miracle, what a blessed miracle. Shalom, O Ishmael, Abishki Homi, they came from Mexico. They've been in the hospital now, maybe going on, what, 3 months, Jared? About 3 months.
Yes, okay.
And, the baby went to Chichez a lot. The Squilo, Nazwarta, the Skavuni, the arteries, and the doctors only gave him 1% chance to make it through the surgery, and even then, that the baby would not make it right after that. So, we have a God that answers prayers, and God Chichez heals him. You know, we kept it in prayer, and we held on, and Nazi Zaviska, after 3 weeks, with Shalom Ibiza. Would you believe it, Jerry? 3 weeks after the anesthesia with Shalom Ibiza, but not only that, but the baby, we see him every other day. We go to the hospital, me and Kathy, and the baby just gets better and better and better. He don't have no more breathing tube, thank the Lord. My dad is a feeding tube. They took the feeding tube off him a couple of days ago. The baby looks perfectly healthy. They're just waiting right now for this to work on him, and he'll be going home pretty soon. But I want to continue keep on praying for Baby Allen, for his family, for strength, for all the family. I want to pray for them for strength and courage. I want to pray. There was somebody on Instagram, they requested a prayer, and they didn't put a name, but the Ningodad Nasfalo, and she's okay, Bolisa, and he's complaining about some problems, so we want to just lift him up, Janela Bill. We want to lift him up in prayer. I want to pray for Donald, for Sophie, that the Lord will bless them and their family. I want to thank the Lord for them. I also want to thank the Lord for Paul and Francis and for Laura. I want to thank the Lord for them, for Bobby and Susie. May the Lord bless them also. I want to thank the Lord for you. And Susie, thank the Lord for you and your family, your boys. I want to thank the Lord for Uncle Bonnie, for Ricky, for Clint, for David and their families. I want to give God the glory, praise, and honor for them. Churches, I want to thank the Lord for Shaho Kevin, Guy, Stoysatello, Amende, Woe, and Eski Familia, and the Colombians. I want to give glory to God for those families too. And Churches, if I missed anybody, the Shaho Angelo and the Sapahu, I want to thank the Lord for him and his family. And all the people that's been coming to church, I want to thank the Lord for them. I just want to lift this up in prayer, Jerry, for me and my family. I really want prayer, Palai Kangari, that the Lord will continue to use us. I've been looking at Instagram today, Jerry, and it's been over 130 weeks. And as the Instagram, it doesn't tell you the date, but it gives you weeks. And the very first Bible study, Kasazanika Chodad, was about 130 weeks ago. And the very first service that we had in the Kangari was like 120 weeks ago from today. So it's been close to 3 years, and I want to thank the Lord. But as every week, we need to depend on the Lord to get through, to get strength at the Rodel. And I just really, Chachez, if we could lift up Jerry Kangari and the Hujimos, Mary Kathy, and the Familia, that we could continue to serve the Lord, because I'll be honest with you, Kangari started to say that, I've seen a lot of miracles. I've seen, in my family alone, I've seen a lot of miracles. And I thank the Lord. We had a roller coaster effect, La Cangrasa, but we held on, and we went through the storm. And we've seen so many miracles. And if it wasn't for God, we would have never got through. That's just, I thank the Lord that God was with us. But to Bolim Yishutimos, Jerry, to Jazangli, our church is slow and lacking in attendance. I mean, as your neighbor, not every week. And I just want you to lift up the Kangari, Amen, and Ujimos, that the Lord will just give us strength to Jazangli. God bless you, Jerry. And also for the babies and for the Homohod, that we don't know his name, but General Odell, that the Lord will hear
him. Yes, we serve a great God, and we know one thing, that with two more gathered, he's in the midst. And when we make our prayers known to him, he answers to those who are obedient and trust and believe in him. Amen. Father God, we want to thank you, Lord, for Pastor Johnny, his family. We ask that you strengthen him, Lord God. Give him encouragement, Lord God, to stay steadfast, Lord God, to keep on doing the work that you started him, Lord God. You don't start something and leave it halfway, Lord God. We ask that you give him the strength to complete the good race, Lord God, to serve you, Lord God, to serve your people, Lord God, to take your word, Lord God, and lay, just to save souls for your kingdom, Lord God. That's what it's all about.
Yes, Lord.
Allah, we just want to lift up the baby Alan, Lord God. We give you thanks in advance, Lord God, because you started the healing in him, Lord God. And we know that you can use this baby. Allah, the test becomes a testimony, Lord God, his family. Keep him strong, Lord God. Give him strength, Lord God, to make it through this. It's only a little bump they're going through, Allah. And you're going to take them to bigger and better places, Lord God. We trust in Jesus' name. Allah, all the other people that the pastor lifted up, Allah, to anything in Allah, Lord God, their man is sick, Lord God. Give me encouragement, Lord God, just to hold on to you, Lord God, because you are the way, Lord God. You are the healer, but you're straight for your heal, Allah. Your word tells us this. We trust it, Lord God. We lift up all our brothers and sisters that are in this room tonight, Lord God, that came in. And we ask that you bless them, Lord God, keep them, Lord God, physically, spiritually, financially, Lord God. We pray for all the babies, Lord God, that are sick, dear Lord. All the people, Lord God, that have illness in their body. Do you just walk among those, dear Lord? It says that you know every hair in their head, Lord God. Healing, Lord God, from the tops of their head to the bottom of the soles of their feet, Lord God. And we trust, Lord God, because when we believe and we ask, Lord God, we receive. In Jesus' name, we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Jerry. I want to thank the Lord. If you have any prayers, like I said, or questions or comments about the questions about the Bible, we're going to talk about tonight. I believe Jerry has a word that the Lord gave him. And Sabbath show title, Jerry?
It's pretty much excuses. You know, when we go before the Lord to ask for forgiveness for our sins, then we repent with a true heart, with a remorse, or do we make excuses?
That's right.
And that's what you need to share on tonight.
Amen. Dallas, I make questions among us. Dallas will air this day. Preciso o número yek. Dallas, Jeneca, mga Colombian French, kaisan ando rumo. De magan jan on the air. De preciso o número yek. I said Dallas, opera. Nice to rescue. All right, we thank the Lord. We give glory goes to God. We thank the Lord for everybody here in the room. Amano Dela, Amano God, we thank you, Father God, to Astoropo, Jerry Sanochi, Urbangle, Mugodel, Garavis Palacho to Sum, Mugodel, Dalo Kanchi, Resta, Basatu God, Mugodel, Holy Spirit, have your way, Father God. I pray that you would teach us, Mugodel. Dela, we are just the speakers, Dela. We need, Dela, to hear from you. You speak to us, Holy Spirit. So, good night to them, Mugodel, Dedron, Mugodel. Holy Spirit, have your way. Teach us and guide us and direct us as we read your living word, Mugodil. Jijunidi, Warba Mugodil. And the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, Jerry.
Amen. Amen. It's every way, Lord. Let every word come from you, Mugodil. Now, the message I have to share tonight, I got to start with something first. Well, because I talked to the pastor yesterday, and the pastor told me to come in and share. And after I hung up the phone, he told me, go and pray and just allow God to direct you. And I was going to call the pastor up and tell him that, you know, it's hard for me to share. So I was going to say, you know, I was going to make excuses. And the Lord just told me, why are you making excuses? See, because when you know God, Pastor, when he speaks like Moses, he knew God. God knew him. And when God spoke, Moses heard him. So the Lord spoke to my heart and told him, why do you make excuses? I made a way for Moses. I make a way for you, too. The Holy Spirit is what leads you and directs you. So trust in me, because you can't do nothing on your own. Everything is
that's right
from God. Amen?
That's right. Amen.
But with that said, the Lord took me to Genesis 3:11 to 13.
And this Genesis is to Adam. Chapter 3, verse 11. Okay.
Yeah, 3:11 to 13.
Amen.
And this is God speaking to Adam. He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat? Not to eat from?" The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." Okay. Now, then the Lord said to the woman, to Eve in the garden, and we'll talk about that, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate."
Mm.
Now, what I got on this one, I'm reading it, that no one wants to take the blame.
Right.
Adam is telling God that the woman you gave me, she gave it to me. What's all they got for latte? And in a way, he's blaming her, right? And if I'm saying something wrong, I got the pastor room to correct this. And then he's even telling God, the woman that you gave me caused him to take this fruit up. And then when it comes, when God came to the woman and asked her, she said that the serpent gave it to her. She blamed Satan. She blamed him for deceiving her. And the Lord showed me here that that when we come, when Satan tries to tempt us, we don't get tempted by anybody. Even Satan, he didn't hold a gun to her head and tell her, "Chai fruta kumagalatu." He made it sound appealing to her. And by her own evil desire, she was enticed. And then after desire conceived, she gave birth to sin. And sin brought death to them. Amen?
Amen.
No. The thing is this. When we sin, do we go before the Lord and make excuses? If I could illustrate a little example, Pastor, the Lord gave me to share. Like, and I go before the Lord, Lord, this is example A, me asking the Lord for forgiveness. "Lord, forgive me, I sinned of love. To take care of my little necessities, whatever it may be, my bills or whatever. And I tell the Lord like this, forgive me the love of their sin. But, Lord, if you would have blessed me a few days earlier."
Right, yeah.
"And I didn't have to wait till the last minute, Lord."
Right.
"I wouldn't have sinned. So I'm making excuses. And matter of fact, I'm blaming God for it. In a way, I'm saying that God put the temptation before me, and God will tempt nobody." Now, this is me, illustration B, going before the Lord and saying, "Lord, forgive me, devil. I sin. I didn't obey your word, devil. I didn't stand on your word that says that you are Jehovah Jireh, the provider, devil.
Right.
Lord, I didn't trust in the word that says you have plans to prosper. Prosper me, devil, and not harm me, devil. I didn't stand on your word that says that I walk by faith, not by sight. I walked by sight, Devah, not by faith. I made a mistake, Lord. I sinned against you, Mohadan. I'm truly sorry, Devah, for sinning against you. Making me a new heart, Devah, so I don't do this no more." Now, which one is a repentance before, A or B? Which one is more acceptable to God, Pastor?
B.
B. Why is that? Because
you took the blame.
It's sincerely, I had remorse. I know that I've done wrong.
That's right.
And I accept. I put the blame where the blame goes. I didn't blame no one else.
Right.
And that's what the Lord gave me. In the garden, Adam and Eve had everything. The Lord gave them freedom to eat from any tree, to live their life, and be prosperous. And they didn't obey God. One simple thing. They was enticed by Satan came. And they gave him the sin. You know, they should, instead of resisting Satan, she gave in to him. And that's what brought sin on them. See, when God gives a direction, he expects us to cooperate. Excuses only like over here, let me see over here. Let me get my friend to start again.
Well, you said something that, Jerry, that they blamed each other. They didn't blame themselves. They blamed somebody else.
Yes.
The man blamed the woman, and then he blamed God. He said, the man said the woman, and then he goes, that you put here with me. So he kind of blamed God at the same time that he blamed the woman. In other words, the woman that you put here with me, she gave me the fruit from the tree, and I ate it. So in other words, he blamed God because and because she made him. But the fact is that she didn't make him. I mean, he had a choice. And then when he asked the woman, what is it that you have done? Question mark. This serpent deceived me, and I ate. So she blamed the devil. So there's a blame game going on over here. As you know, Jerry, that's what happens basically all the time, is we always try to blame it on other things, how it is, and we just don't acknowledge that it's us. You know, the word that draws out to me over here is acknowledge. You have to acknowledge, first of all, that you're a sinner. You sinned. You made a mistake.
Right.
But the thing is, if you don't acknowledge that and you try to blame it on somebody else, what you're doing, what a person's doing, he's not acknowledging that he made a mistake. What he's doing, instead of acknowledging it, he's playing the blame game. And he's putting the fault on somebody else. The sinner's prayer, we're making business cards for the church, and on the back of the card, I want to put the sinner's prayer. And I looked at a lot of sinner's prayer on the internet that's already written on the internet, and there's one that caught my eye because it just amazed me the way it said it. It says, it starts off like this, and there's no, I mean, real way to say a sinner's prayer. As long as you say it sincerely, and as long as you say these words that you acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, he died for your sins, like Romans 9:10, that you, if we confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe that he rose from the dead, those are the main things. But the prayer starts off like this. It starts off like, Father, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. And remember, I think me and you talked about that, Jerry, the other day.
Yes,
we have
to
acknowledge that we are a sinner in need of a Savior before we could ever get help. You have to acknowledge that a person, Podimano, that's drowning, has to acknowledge that they're drowning so they could call for help and ask the lifesaver to help them. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you have to acknowledge it, but he did not acknowledge it. Instead of doing that, he played the blame game. And he didn't want to do that. And matter of fact, the tree was called the tree of forbidden tree, the tree of knowledge. I mean, that right there just gave him knowledge that he did wrong. And he tried not to acknowledge that he was wrong. And that's what's happening today, Jerry. Now, we don't take the blame. We acknowledge it.
Sorry.
We understand we're wrong, but we don't want the penalty of it. So what we do is we try to blame somebody else. We acknowledge
it,
but we don't accept it. How does So that's the main thing, the number one thing for getting help is acknowledging that, you know, hey, we made a mess of it. And know the grace of God is sufficient, that God will bless us and heal us and forgive us and save us if we acknowledge it. But if we're not acknowledging it, how could he save somebody that doesn't think he needs a Savior or doesn't think he's wrong? The Bible says if a man thinks that he's not a sinner, doesn't think that he's sinned not, I mean, to him is a liar. We have to acknowledge that we made a mistake, that we missed the mark. But he's playing that excuse game, and that's what I get out of it. God bless you, Derek. Go ahead.
Yes. Pastor, that's from the point that the Lord showed me. That you put the blame where it belongs. Not to be that, don't put the blame on somebody else. Believe, know that you've done sin against the Lord, and not blame. You can't blame Satan for it, because he can't make you do nothing. He sets us up. He tempts you, and it's the flesh that gives in to Satan. Now, we're supposed to submit to the Lord and resist Satan, okay? Because God won't tempt us either. I'm going to read James 1:13-15.
James 1:13-15.
Yeah. No one should say God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death.
Well, right.
Well, look over here. God's word tells you here. It's their own sin that drags them away and makes them give in
right.
to evil and desire. And then that gives birth to sin. When they give in to it, not even Satan could do this. God, see, people that have God in them, I believe this, the people that truly know God, know the Lord, he lives in us. When Satan comes tempt us, we're not supposed to stand up on our own. We're supposed to seek
right.
God.
Right.
When Jesus went in the desert and Satan came to tempt him, he was full of the Holy Spirit. God told Satan, it is written. It is written. He fought him with the word of God, the power. We're supposed to do the same thing. We can't do nothing on our own. Even though we love God and we trust him, we need to listen to God when he speaks to us. Amen?
That's right. Amen. Amen.
I'm gonna share this over here for a bit. When God gives us direction, he expects us to listen and not make excuses.
Right.
Because he will
right.
supply all our needs. He gives us all our needs. He makes a way for us where we don't have know this. We don't think there's a way.
That's right.
I'm going to go through this too. There's like in Exodus, we're going to talk about Moses for a little bit. 4:10 through 16.
Exodus chapter 4:10-16. Go ahead.
Yeah. And Moses said to the Lord, pardon me, your servant, Lord. I have never been eloquent, neither in past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow to speech and tongue. The Lord said to him, who gave human beings their mouth? Who makes them deaf or mute? Who gives them sight or makes them blind? Is it not I, the Lord?
Well,
now go, and I will help you speak, and I will teach you what to say. See, it's the Lord that makes a way for us. When we depend on him, trust on him, and we don't make excuses. See, Moses, in a way, is making excuses, but the thing is this.
Right.
The Lord had a plan for Moses. The Lord had a plan for Moses, and he spoke to Moses, and Moses heard him, and he listened to the word that the Lord said. Moses' excuse, it didn't matter, because the Lord had a plan for him, because Moses heard him. He listened to the Lord. He knew him. And
that's
then
right.
from 13, but Moses said, pardon your servant, Lord. Please send someone else. Then the Lord's anger burned against Moses. And he said, what about your brother Aaron, the Levite? I know he can speak well. He is already on his way to meet you. And I will be glad to see you. He will be glad to see you. Excuse me, guys. You shall speak to him and put words in his mouth. I will help both of you speak, and I will teach you what to do. He will speak to the people for you. It will be as if he were your mouth and as if you were God to him. See, the Lord, Moses spoke to the Lord. How did I know Moses? He depended on God after that. After he made all the excuses. See, because Moses had fear factor. The people are not going to believe me, okay? Moses murdered the man. He ran from Egypt, and he had to face the Pharaoh. But the Lord gave him strength. He depended on the Lord, and he went, and he succeeded with the plan that the Lord had for him. Amen? Same way. Now, this Lord showed me something earlier. Maybe it's for me. It might be for somebody else, too. But when we get up in the morning, on Sunday morning, and go to church, we're supposed to go to church, and the woman yells at you, the kids are slow, they're getting ready for church, and you get a little nervous, the family's getting nervous, and then all of a sudden, instead of going to church, I walk outside, slam the door, Chima Joe, I'm not going to go to church, I'm going to go to car wash and into my car off.
Yeah.
Is that being obedient to God?
No. No.
You know, just not trusting the Lord. And then, when the Lord speaks to your heart, because you get convicted, the Holy Spirit says, so start shaving down. Why don't you come to church? Same way like the Adam done in the garden. Why don't you come to church, Jerry? So because then you should have brought your family to worship me, give me praise, glorify me. Well, you know what? The woman, Deva, she done it. She got me nervous. The kids got me nervous, so I didn't come anymore. It's an excuse. Instead of repenting and saying, I'm sorry, Deva, forgive me. Next time I'll be more alert with that. I'll pay attention to your word more. When I get nervous, Deva, and I want to stay with me, I'll open up the word, and I'll seek your word, Deva, and seek your strength, Mordav, so I can stay faithful, Mordav, so I can make it to Mordav. And that's what the Lord gave me. He spoke to me like that after I talked to you last night. And excuses are no good for the simple reason why.
Right.
Because if you make one excuse today, we're going to make one tomorrow. And
right.
The day after, and the day after. And then all is lost after we do that.
That's
it's
right.
Easy. It's easy. I don't commit. Something like that. You told me a lot of times, one week without church makes, or sorry, 7 days.
7 days.
Without church makes 1 week.
That's right.
And that's the truth, because that happens to us. And we don't realize it, but, you know, poison creeps in slowly, and we just decide not to listen to God anymore. Excuses are very, very dangerous, Pastor.
You know, there's always...
We submit to the Lord.
That's right. There's so much into this. I mean, we could go on for a couple hours on this topic. I mean, David made excuse not to go to war. Oh, King David, this look at him, and he got in trouble. And we know the story about King David where he got in trouble. He sent all the men into a losing battle, and specifically this man that was married to Bathsheba because he liked Bathsheba, and because of that, he sent this man into war, and obviously the man died. I mean, it was him that caused himself to stay home. It was his choice not to go into battle. Can you imagine that? A battle, he would have been more safer in a battle with the Lord than for him being at home and just lingering around, and which caused him to sin. I mean, it's the what's that word that we always say? It's the lingering. It's the one that gets you in trouble. Idle gets you in trouble. He who knows what to do and chooses not to do it, to him it's considered sin. I mean, if you know what to do and you choose not to do it, it's considered sin. It's missing the mark. And that's what happened to David. There's a scripture. Can we go to Luke 17? No, 14:14, Gary. And I'm going to read this, and I want you to elaborate on this. Luke 14, 14. And this is a story about a parable of the great banquet. And just going to read a few verses, and I'm done on that one, and you can elaborate on that. When one of those at the table with him heard this, he said to Jesus, "Blessed is the man who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God." And Jesus replied, the Gachap parable, "A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests." Kavet translation, Panel, a king was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. The time of the banquet, he sent his servants to tell those who had been invited, "Come, for everything is now ready." But all alike, as soon as Gachap question, Gachap verse, it says, "But all alike began to answer, and they made all excuses. And the first one said, 'I have just bought a field, and I must go and see it.'" And then Panah, "Please excuse me." Okay, then in verse 19, Panah, "I have just bought 5 yokes of oxen, and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me." Still, the other said, "I just got married, and so I can't be there. I can't come there." So the servant came back, and he reported this to his master, who was God. And then the owner of the house became angry, and he ordered his servant. Now, the word angry here is the same word in Genesis for angry, you know, and he ordered his servants, "Go out quickly into the streets and alleys out of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame." And The servant said, "What you ordered has been done, but there is still room." Then he told them to go out into the roads, into the countries, and he said, "That my house may be full. I tell you, not one of those men who were invited will ever get to taste my banquet." Jerry, it just says right there that basically that God gets angry. God gets upset when people don't come. And that's what took place right there. Amen?
Amen.
You want to elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, you know what, Pastor? This is the thing. When I was reading that earlier, you know, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me too like this. And, would it be fair to say that when God tells us to live a holy life, would that be an invitation to us? He tells us, how should we live? Remember we talked about the other day. Would that be an invitation to live a living holy life? Yeah, that's the way that the Lord showed me that. Invitation. God says not to forsake the assembly. Would that be an invitation?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
100%.
God says to seek first the kingdom and not put nothing else before it, and all these things should be added to us. All these things that God is telling us is an invitation. And when we fail to be obedient to this word, we're making excuses, okay? Just like
That's
you did.
Right.
One man had to go take care of oxen. One man had to go examine his field. The other man got married. And look what it says on the bottom, on the very bottom it says, that the Lord was angered because he prepared, and not one of them came.
That's right. That's right.
This is what the message of the Lord giving tonight, guys. It's not a very long message, but it spoke to my heart, and I hope it spoke to you guys. You know what? We need to stop making excuses. We need to acknowledge that we are sinners in need of a Savior.
That's right.
When we go before God, stop making excuses. And go before God
full
of remorse, repentance, with a true heart, asking the Lord, if we have a heart that's full of sin, because the Lord tells us we have sin in our heart, we're to ask the Lord to create in us a new heart, like David
did. That's right. That's right.
And that, when the Lord fixes something, he fixes it right. He takes it out of us. He changes us. He makes us search on him. He makes us stand on that word that the Lord says that he has plans for us to prosper. We need to stand on this. We know that God is God. We need to stand still, admit our guilt, repent with a true heart, and let God be God, and just trust in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And that's the message the Lord gave me to share with you guys tonight. And I hope that the Lord just, I believe that was directly led by the Lord, because I didn't even want to get on the phone and share it tonight. You could ask the pastor. But when I said no, the Lord told me, why are you making excuses, Jerry? The Spirit spoke to my heart and said, don't make excuses. You know me, I know you. You hear me when I talk. Don't make excuses.
Yes.
You know what? You know what, Pastor? If I could share this with you too.
Come on.
A lot of times when we make a sin before the Lord, we stop going to church, we stop praying, we stop reading our Bible. You know what I seen in this? When Adam and Eve took from the tree in Belen Bezuch, they didn't go to look for the Lord to repent and say, forgive us, Deborah, we've done wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They hid from him.
Mm-hmm.
They hid from the Lord.
That's right.
They hid from the Lord.
Right.
And when they didn't go to actual repentance for forgiveness, they hid from the Lord. And when the Lord came looking for them, see, he had to search them out. And said, Adam, so good done. What'd you do? Woman, what'd you do? And only then they admitted the guilt. But even then, they blamed someone. They didn't put the guilt where it belonged. And what happened?
That's right.
They got thrown out of the garden.
That's right. That's right. Amazing.
So, you know what? We need to stay in Sister Kathy says in church, that we need to walk with God. We need to stay in step with him.
Come on.
Don't follow
him.
We need to stay next to him as close as we can. Because through him, we're going to make it, guys.
Amen.
This world has
Amen.
Nothing good for us. Amen. You can see it everywhere.
That's
you
right.
watch TV.
That's right.
You turn on the radio. You can't listen to the radio on your family. You can't watch TV on your family. You can't watch
That's
TV
right.
when you're alone because you know God's watching. So shut it
That's
off.
Right.
Open your Bible. Get in the word. And search the Lord. And we need to stop making excuses, people. Touch this. I'm not saying this to pick on anybody. I'm saying this with the love of the Holy Spirit that was inside of me. We need to get right with God, because I will do it for you guys. We hear this all the time, but Deke, the season is here. We're in it. Amen, Pastor?
Amen. Amen. That's right. And I thank the Lord, because anybody wants to come up, just press 1. there's some people on. Just press 1 and come up. I want to thank the Lord, Tachez, for the word of God. I thank the Lord for Jerry. And Tachez, Jerry, God bless you for this word. It was just a blessing. I thank the Lord for you and your family. Tachez, we're not supposed to make any more excuses. I thank the Lord for this word. Tachez is so important. And if anybody wants to just press 1, they haven't been pressing 1 all night. So I thank the Lord for you guys. And I just thank the Lord for the word tonight. Tomorrow, you know, there's some different area code, but you go to your church. Go to your church. Wherever you're at, go to church. Don't leave church. Don't forsake the church. Don't make any excuses. Go to church. Thank the Lord. Give God the glory, praise, and honor. And I thank the Lord, Chachez, for you and your family, Jerry. And it was encouraging for me, too. I thank the Lord for the word tonight. It was a blessing. It was an honor. Thank the Lord. I wish there was more people participating tonight to call in and comment.
Yes.
Was waiting for the Shavuot to come on, but he didn't come on. But I thank the Lord for tonight. It was a message that I needed to hear. I thank the Lord. And my doctor, if you want to press 1, come up. If not, I want to close in prayer. I want to thank the Lord, Chachez Body, for this message, and I thank God for it. Any more closing comments, Jerry, anything at all?
No, I just want to say if anybody's out there that wants to rededicate their life to the Lord, for whatever reason, you know, we got the pastor in the room, guys. You know, we're supposed to acknowledge God, and we know people that know him should seek him daily. We're supposed to confront the Lord and make our prayers known. It's encouragement to the pastor, too, guys, when they come on the phone and press 1 and get involved, because we're all God's people here. And, you know, brother sharp as brother, still sharp as steel. If you guys have any comments to come along with the word of God that might bless the pastor or someone out there and bless me, please feel free to come up, guys. Just bless us with whatever the Lord gave you. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Well, thank the Lord. No pressing one, so glory goes to God. I thank the Lord for you guys.
Right.
I thank the Lord for the word. God bless you guys and Chachez, Jerry. God bless you for your word. Would you close us out in prayer, Jerry?
Yes. Father God, one of the best nice is most nice to
yes,
God. You're blessing
you,
us, Lord God, with your word, Lord God. As you do daily,
thank
Lord
you,
God. You feed us, Lord God. You take care of your children, Lord God. And your children
yes,
know your
Lord.
Voice, Lord God. I thank you for this, Lord God. I thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, that he shed his blood on the cross of Calvary, Lord God, that we may have life, Lord God, and have life abundantly, because your word tells us this, Lord God.
Yes,
we thank
Lord,
you for
Lord,
all
God.
That you've done, Lord God. We thank you for all that you're doing today, Lord God. We thank you for all that you're doing tomorrow, Lord God, in the future, Lord God. We give you the glory, praise, and honor, Lord God. We thank you for every listener that came in, Lord God. Even the brothers and sisters that didn't come in, Lord God. We pray that you send them a word, Lord God, by radio, by friend, by sister, by brother, by just putting it in the heart to open your Bible and seek your word, Lord God. We give
yes,
you all
Lord.
The praise, the glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Good night.
Amen.
God
thank
bless
the
you.
Lord. God bless you. Good night.
You.
God bless you. I thank the Lord. Go to your church tomorrow, Sunday. Don't neglect the word. Don't neglect the church. Go hear the word tomorrow. I thank the Lord for Jerry, for his word. I thank the Lord for the word that he gave. May the Lord bless him and his family. Until next week, guys. Good night, and God bless.
By your side, I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine.